Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. An absolutely gorgeous Tuesday. I hope the weather is this nice Saturday in Ann Arbor, Scott. I hear that it could be. There's a chance of that. And one guy I know who's going to be there Saturday, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Hello, John.
Well, I will definitely be there, and hello to you, Jack, as we get ready for, I hear low 70s and sunny in Ann Arbor. Sounds wonderful.
And I remember telling you that I could not conceive of Michigan State beating Michigan three in a row in the foreseeable future, and as soon as I opened my big trap, here come the Spartans, and so, you may be getting dinner on this very soon.
Well, listen, I hope so, Jack, and normally I don't like to say that to a good friend, but I would say, goody, I hope you lose. How does that sound?
I understand. Hey, we're talking about the key moments in major endeavors, and there's always what you call an hour of decision. What is that?
It's that moment in your life, and Jack, we think of Washington crossing the Delaware, Caesar crossing the Rubicon, great historical, sporting events, call it what you will, but all of us, as we live a life, there are those moments when we make a decision what we're going to do. It can be getting married, it can be moving, it can be taking a job, it can be in the middle of something, just doing something, being prepared, being ready to move forward when that moment comes, Jack, and it depends on the person. And for some people, we might not think it's that dramatic what they're doing. But when people look at their life, they look back and they remember some of those key decisions that they made, good and bad, but decisions. And what you want to do is, when life comes at you, and remember, history is yesterday's news, when history's coming at you, sometimes full speed, we can't even control it sometimes, it seems, we have to be ready when things come up, mm-hmm. to make sure we make good decisions.
Right.
And life often, people don't even see the good ones when they roar by.
John, we talk about the hour of decision. I know a lot of people who are waiting for an hour of decision amid years of indecision. Is indecision a decision?
Well, I think it is, Jack. I think a lot of people prefer not to be in the rush of life. They prefer just to live a lifetime, and there are many people, countless millions maybe, that live a life, they don't even have a bad life, but nothing dramatic happens, and then they die and they move on. Now, I'm not trying to make it sound horrible, but I believe to really have a meaningful life, have an impact on others, we have to really try to be all that we can be, and mm-hmm. really, when we succeed, when we do important things, when we do things, we help those around us. We're innovative. We help the species. I believe we also do what we were ordained to do here on Earth from a spiritual point of view. So basically, all in all, when we do our best, it is good for everyone.
Mm-hmm. John, we hear the adage that some people make things happen, some people watch things happen, and some people wonder what the heck happened.
Well, I think that's true, Jack. And a lot of people that get blindsided in life, they weren't looking, weren't noticing, and they had no view of the playing field. It's kind of like if you're an athlete, always a good example. It's the person who can see the whole field, can observe things, that is going to have a bigger impact than someone who just looks in one direction. And it's the innovative people. Not everybody can be a Steve Jobs of, mm-hmm. Of Apple variety, but we all can be as innovative as we can be, but we have to be prepared. One of the quotes I've mentioned many times,
right.
is that Winston Churchill, woe be it to the person when the public calls is not prepared, and I think we want to be prepared. Always opportunities, looking, learning, innovating,
right.
moving forward.
John, why is it that some very, very intelligent people, at the hour of decision, do some incredibly stupid things, and other people, maybe they're not as blessed intellectually, but they just have a feel. They just have a sense. And you feel very confident in knowing that innately they're going to do the right thing.
Well, Jack, I think it gets back to this whole idea of a sixth sense. how can you meet a person and within even a few seconds have a pretty good view of that person?
Right.
That's something you really can't bequeath. You can't really train it. It's an innate trait. Now, you can cultivate it and develop it, but it's the person who really can map out the situation, observe it, can come up with a creative approach. Those are the people that get ahead. And people that are too intellectual, too bright, often miss a lot because they're looking to a book, they're looking to a committee, and not looking to some of the inherent skills that each human being brings. I really do not think the smartest people in the world are at Michigan or Michigan State or Harvard. I think the smartest people are people that can read the environment, learn things, go from there, and really teach others and help themselves and help their families. It's not reading a book and being smarter than everyone else. I really believe that.
All right. How do we become better in this hour of decision? They talk about the law of attraction and being able to attain anything that you devote that much attention to. If we want to become better at the hour of decision, how do we do that?
I think we have to decide, what do we really want in life? What are we really looking for? And then we have to look at the competition, look at people around us, what they're doing, what they can do, learn from them, and then set our own course and move forward, Jack, and be ready for any opportunity, because things are coming at us all the time. We have to be ready. We have to be ready to hit that home run, throw the touchdown pass, get the promotion, take a new job, develop new friendships. Those are all part of being prepared, knowing what we want, at least within a range, and going forward and looking for it, whatever it might be.
I know coaches have tried to instill this quality in quarterbacks for decades, but how do you learn cool? How do you learn poise? Is that just something you either have or you don't?
I think it's both, Jack. I think some people are just inherently cool, okay, like there's anxiety that really certainly seems to run in families, generations, like there is depression, different thing. Some people are just cool, and some people can learn to develop it. But again, you have to have that mixture. Let's just take a quarterback. You have to be a leader. You have to see the whole field. You have to be able to make the right decisions at the right moments. Many top-flight talent make the big mistake. It's the person who can, at the time, be prepared, cool, observe, and not go overboard. You know, it's intensity, Jack. It's knowing what level of anxiety, what level of pressure to have on yourself and actually help those around you make good decisions. I think it's a combination of innate skills, and it's honing and developing them. And many people that have enormous skills never develop them. Others that even have minimal turn them into a beautiful symphony of success.
I would imagine the same thing is true, John, for small business owners, for corporate executives, for anyone who might be in a position to have to make a critical decision, decisions that impact so many other people, and some people thrive in that setting and others shrink from it.
Jack, everybody is really different. Some people look for the heat, they look for the excitement, they look for the challenge. Others prefer not to watch it. You know, the extreme example is those that follow the fire engine. Okay,
yeah,
now,
yeah.
I don't want to be talking about looking for a fire, but people that are willing to take risks, willing to move forward, wherever they might be, it could be farming, it could be a CEO, it could be a small business, it could be a family member, it could be people that are looking to make the best of who they are. And actually, I still think I never want to leave out helping those around you, because the selfish, successful person ultimately cannot be a happy person. I really don't believe that.
John, you have forgotten 10 times more psychology than I could ever learn. But if you had a chance to talk to 10 people off the street, they came into your office, could you predict who would do well at the hour of decision?
I think so, Jack. First of all, people come in for different reasons. Some people come in because they think they know kind of a little bit of everything and someone's kind of pushing them. It's the person who's really bright, intelligent, is looking for another view, another way of looking at things, not looking for someone to direct their life, because that isn't what you want to meet with a therapist, leader, friend, but someone who's really saying, I want to be all that I can be. I don't quite think I'm doing it, or I'm looking at what I'm doing. Let's talk about this, and in a collegial, professional, communicative level, whether a person is even younger or older, you work and you talk about plans and you talk about ideas. That, yes, there's no question, Jack, that you can pick that up in a person. You can do it in the road of life. You can be at Meijer, Walmart, you can be at Kroger, you could be anywhere, local Spartans, wherever you might be. You're going to make those judgments, Jack. And that's what I mentioned. When you meet a person, you come to a judgment whether you want to or not. That doesn't mean you don't like them, but there may be some like that. But you can tell who's sharp. I mean, come on, Jack. You meet a person, it doesn't take you long to know who's analyzing, observing, and computing the environment. Often those are the people that know how to get ahead in life. And if you don't have those skills developed, your best to develop them, and don't always be talking. Try to gather data, even though I'm sure you and I have been accused of talking a lot, I might add.
No, I understand being able to assess intelligence, but poise under pressure, sometimes you look at someone, you say, well, you know, he's really smart, but then he gets in that situation and he or she freezes.
Well,
other people, you know, they just kind of have this ability to be detached, and they can assess things under pressure. And, you know, those are the people that really make those decisions at the right time.
And, you know, sometimes you never know who that person will be. It's like the 9/11 heroes.
Right, exactly.
A lot of them were wallflowers. All of a sudden, when the hour came, they were there. And those that you would assume would take the leadership role were utterly froze. Certain people do it over and over again.
Yeah.
Most people, we don't see that. But the main thing is once you do it a couple times or even once, you're going to like that energy and fire inside you, and you're going to move forward, Jack.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. John, we'll talk with you Saturday.
Listen, go green. I hope to win that bet over you, or a little agreement, I should say, Jack.